the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable. Amen. In some marriages, the couple becomes a unit more so than others. Michael and Cynthia, for the last almost 50 years, have become a unit. He, the left-brained engineer. She, the right-brained artist musician. Together of one mind and heart. Love has many expressions. Becoming so entwined that you complete each other's sentences is one such expression that Cynthia and Michael enjoyed. Each brought their own unique skills to the relationship. Don't ask Michael to read music, and you certainly wouldn't ask Cynthia to read a spreadsheet. Michael sums up their relationship with a quote from Shall We Dance? Your life will not go unnoticed because I will notice it. Your life will not go unwitnessed because I will be your witness. Poetically, Michael says it this way. Remember me. Even though I have died, I am still with you. I am a memory, always new. Don't remember me as when you cried. Remember me as I was. But more importantly, remember me as who I am. Frederick Buechner says it this way. When you remember me, it means that you've carried something of who I am with you, that I have left some mark of who I am on who you are. It means that you can summon me back to your mind, even though countless years and miles may stand between us. It means that if we meet again, and I would say when we meet again, you will know me. It means that even after I die, you can still see my face and hear my voice and speak to me in your heart. The death of a spouse means the death of a relationship as well as a person. Many marriage vows include the words, until death do us part. Yet we are never truly parted when we have become such an integral part of each other. This is part of the message of the Gospel of John, which Cynthia and Michael have been studying together. Jesus says, I and the Father are one, I in Him and He is in me. Jesus goes on to say, I am in you and you are in me. He went on to tell the disciples that even though He was leaving to prepare a place for them, and they would be together again, in the meantime, He was still part of them, and they were part of Jesus. This is one reason the relationship between Jesus and the church is compared to a wedding. Jesus as the bridegroom and the church as the bride. This is also why Jesus commands us to love one another. We become part of each other. We become a unit that completes each other. And when we die, the church survives and our legacy continues as part of the church. Truly, Cynthia's legacy lives on in Michael's heart and in this church. I cannot look at the choir without thinking about Cynthia. Many of the meditations that I have given at memorial services in Lufkin have been after Cynthia sang. One of the special ministries of this church is supporting music students from Stephen F. Austin. Cynthia has been a big part of that ministry by loving and supporting those students personally. As a music student herself at Northwestern University in Chicago, she experienced and endured much of what they experience and endure. Cynthia could support them with empathy. In one instance, as we were sitting listening to a senior recital, Cynthia leaned over and told me that the accompanist was making it very hard on the student, as he was driving the piece rather than supporting the student. She went on to tell me that one of the gifts we have in our music director, Debbie Hawes, is that she's a particularly excellent accompanist. Cynthia understood and could love from a position of understanding. This is an example of how Jesus calls us to love one another from positions of understanding. True love comes from a position of understanding. True love considers the well-being of another from a position of understanding their needs. Cynthia had a special way of understanding. As the fourth and youngest child of a dentist in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, she acted as babysitter for the children of her much older siblings. She idolized her mother, who taught Sunday school so well that some came to their church just to hear her. Cynthia learned about quiet meditation to get closer to God. Cynthia learned to discern auras as a way of being sensitive to people. Cynthia learned from her father a love of nature and what he called his Cathedral of the Pines, the family Christmas tree farm. Cynthia learned from her neighbors in Harrisburg a love of church music that included canting in the Jewish synagogue. It's hard to describe Cynthia without mentioning her love of animals. I remember her telling me of her equestrian years with a horse that was good enough to go to the Olympics. Of course, in recent years, her focus has been on showing German short-haired pointer dogs and organizing field trials with Cynthia as the secretary and Michael as the treasurer. Oh, the stories of loading up the RV with dogs and heading out across the country, braving weather and road conditions. This same RV doubled as a place for the choir students to rest between Easter sunrise and Easter Sunday service. Michael sums up their love with lyrics from Stevie Wonder's "You Are the Sunshine of My Life." Forever you'll stay in my heart. I feel like this is the beginning, though I've loved you for a million years. You must have known that I was lonely because you came to my rescue, and I know that this must be heaven. How could so much love be inside of you? We should all take a note from the life of Cynthia McCracken, a life well lived. Reaching out in love to those around us is what Jesus calls us to do and what makes us part of the memories that live on. Thank you, God, for the life of Cynthia McCracken. Thank you, God, for the assurance of resurrection and the assurance that we will see our loved ones again. Amen.